Dreamscape presents One Potato by Tyler McMahon. Narrated by Gary Tiedemann. Before the ordeal, all I cared about was my assistant Jill and the perfect vending machine French fry. I finally had my own lab on the second floor. Our latest round of prototypes had brought us so near to a breakthrough that I could almost taste it. "We're getting close," Jill said over the bubbling oil. Her chestnut hair was pulled back into a tight ponytail just below the strap of her safety goggles. Even under the fluorescent lights, the skin of her face looked dewy and round. "Very close." Indeed, after months of hard work, the reconstituted potato flakes had finally formed into convincing batons. We'd worked out a particular blend of oils, the perfect temperature, and a viscosity that wouldn't clog any of the machine's parts. The only aspect that still eluded us was aesthetic, a crispy, golden-hued outermost layer. The samples we'd produced thus far all had a mealy texture and a pale color, never quite brown enough. I was convinced that one more step, some sort of coating or varnish, would take our product to the next level. We spread a batch of samples across the stainless steel counter, along with a dozen potential browning agents. I painted the latter onto the fries, while Jill labeled the grid.
"Seriously, Eddie, this could be a game changer."
Jill's voice grew throaty with excitement. The smell of her shampoo was still faintly pleasant over the aroma of hot oil.
"I'm just the R&D guy," I shrugged.
"Don't be so modest."
She gave me a playful hip check.
"Warren changed the world with frozen fries half a century ago. If you figure this out, no teenager will have to stand over a fryer getting acne ever again."
I nodded.
"Imagine it," she said. "They might as well put a fry dispenser beside the soda dispenser in McDonald's."
"Self-serve." I said it as though the concept hadn't occurred to me.
"It's possible."
In truth, I preferred to imagine these machines at lonesome truck stops and rest areas, the waiting rooms of hospitals and bus stations. What motivated me most about this project was the notion that any American anywhere might be able to buy real, warm fries, the world's greatest comfort food, at any hour of the day or night, with one unwrinkled dollar bill. No prep and no mess.
"It's more than possible."
Jill's elbow brushed my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?